I don't know if I discussed it already or not. First, the union of Tiras and Rosh Hashanah. Pesach is that the Zayin of Yalef. Zeu Chad, Shachidit Mishchasim. So that's Rosh Hashanah. Pio Sherashe, Shalvono in Yiris, Vikosha Lipeozeu. Da'avu Neymar, Shalvono, Mishchas, why do you say Achilles Mishchas? Vikach Pirush HaMetam, Sherish Chilish Mizdam in Bey. Kilima, Sherog Lov in Bey. So why Mishchas? Mishchas means Mizumet. Vikese Loshim Zman. Vikmei, Vigeim HaKese Yavid Beisi. Rabbi Yishulem, Pirish, Mishchas, Shalohoyo Soyo Shalosh Chilish Korot. But that's not what Rabbi Yishulem meant. It's the Rabbi Natan. The Septic Oma, the Kachoshiv Lamed Vei Sirim Vishon. The Kachoshiv Vei Sirim the Rosh Chodosh. So the Cheshbon comes out only if we count the Sirim of Rosh Hashanah. So we have Yud Vei Sirim. The Lumasim Vei Sim Lohoyu. So there is Chiyesh the Rosh Hashanah. So Beheshif Lo Rabbi Yishulem the Li'ola Ali Be'lima Ke El Hoyo Daitei Do Miforesh O Behed Yesh O Rosh Chiyesh. In other words, of course, on Rosh Hashanah we have to makrit the Soyer of Rosh Chiyesh besides the Soyer of Rosh Hashanah. But the Pasuk doesn't spell it out. The Rosh Hashanah Dechzidu Pinchos Milvad il ha-sachidesh. He doesn't say Milvad chatos ha-chidesh. V'chatos li-ishkia. V'yesh mifoshim miskase shem maskir ne-isei dimuse v'rosh Hashanah. Nado yitzuye not master it in the Musa Hashanah. V'ravnetano ye-eineya v'adarabe. That we have to be maskir. Hoyo goyo kore it maskir neisi bimuse teresh ha-shono. V'tikon rabbi kam leima bimuse milvad ila sachidish. V'chein tikon leima shnei sirim kilchoso. Soyer echot shal resh chidish v'soyer echot shal resh ha-shono. So in this state's verse, Pesach only mentions in Machlekes whether we have to maskier the soil of his chedesh and Rosh Hashanah. But Tesfes in Erev, that men, Zikori Nechot, Elon Yishnayim, there Tesfes mentions 3 days, 2 days. One day is that we have to be maskier the Musev, the soil of his chedesh on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The other shita is on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we have to be maskia in the tzivos, the soyer imusen, the soyer of Rosh Hashanah. But on the second day night, what's the difference between the first day and the second day? Well, there is a big difference, because in every Rosh Chodesh, when we have 2 days, so then the second day, the 31st of the outgoing month, is the Ikar. That's the Rosh Chodesh Midrash, and the other one is only Midrabon. Only Midrabon. But then, on Rosh Hashanah, it's just the opposite. That the first day is the Ikar. The Mira Miadim is reckoned after the first day. When is in Kippur, the 10th day, as of the 30th of Elul. Not the 10th day as of the 31st of Elul. So the Shaila is, since the Chachamim were Misaki, because of one time, so the Eidim came late, and then they, and there's no Misaki, that you should not be Mikabu Eidis Achidesh after Mimche. So in other words, so there are 2 days, whether that hakonah implied also in regard to the Gdushas Hayayin of Rish Chodesh, or only in regard to the Gdushas Hayayin of Rosh Hashanah. So that's the machlekes between the two days in Tishrei, in Erev and Daf Mem, Zikor and Echad, Eile, Lishnai, Lishnei. Now, the next thing I would like to discuss is, what is that? The Machleiter says, Chachonim on Misaki, the Tidreidim come after Minche. So then, near the Mesiayim Kodesh or Mocha Kodesh, so even though they know which day is Rosh Chodesh, still, since they are named, the Rubei Shalyei Dushe, so they have to be named, the Mamshich, in Neib Dushe, in the balance of the day. So the Shaila is, was that Hakone only in regard to the Dusha Slim of Rosh Hashanah, or you have to be Mamshich? And it's a Dusha Rechte, but in respect to the Dusha Sayyim of Chodesh not, or even in respect we cannot separate the Dusha Sayyim of Rosh Chodesh from the Dusha Sayyim of Rosh Hashanah.
Rabbi, could you read that Tosus in Erevin inside? Because yeah. I had trouble finding it.
The bottom page. The Rish Hashanah Ksiv Zichra in Tro, and Rish Chodesh Ksiv Parshas Valeischo, that the Chatzitzchets, Vohoyo Lochem Lezikore, Pirish Chashban, the Inzorich, the Haski Amikroi Shal Musev, Moidi Yom Tev Moid Rish Chodesh. So, Kide Omar Rav Kinene, Omar Rav, Bishil Rosh Hashanah, Kidim Shomar, Tzeros Hakosuch Leimeya, Shub Nitzorich, that in Malchi is a chen in the sheifres, we nisri u tzorch lisai. So, v'hayne v'hishri u v'adin am mitchoi is the kabbonis. V'yim bo v'haski am maski rashi lo v'shedish. V'chametam yifores d'ayid rafkin ime davki in Malchi is a chen in the sheifres. Avo di musef tzorch haski leilo. Avo di reshchedish. In tzorch klal haski. ונפתר במשעומה מלבד אל הסחידיש מלחוסו והגיע במרזירה ולהרזירה ושני סירים לחפר ושני סימידים כלחוסו. In other words, that we have to be maskier the soyer החידש of Rosh Hashanah and the soyer החידש of the Shredish. ולגבי צחוק דרי אינירה לחלי ומלכי זכנת ושיפס ומקרוי ומוסי. ויש דין קדמיינים שמניחים לימה ובראשי חדשכת וליסל זלזולה ומיידיס ודביון תפרישן של ראש השונו דיין רואים שמייקה כמו בראשי חדושים של כל השונו ועושה למים למיידיס ממשים ואימיר אלרי דיבחו משמעי צלקת דחוש להי זלזולה. So אבן יצחוק is not a read, somebody else. לקת דחוש להי זלזולה. ובאורך ואיר החידש, אם זהו חג שהחידש משחסת בי. הבאים הזה רש השונו, פירש שנימה ובראש החדשייכן, לא יבטפילו ולא יבזלוס. Yes.
Which is the day in Rishonu who said that you only say it on the first day? You only mention Rosh Chodesh on the first day.
He says, "V'yesh geinu kadmeni sheimanich leima v'rosh echotcheichet v'leisem izuzula v'me'adis v'yon tefrishi shel Rosh Hashanah v'yevo yim shem yiter k'moy v'rosh echotoshim shel kol hashanah."
So that's the sheet. They say that you only say on the first day.
Only on the first day. Yeah. Only on the first day, not on the second. Now, the next thing that I would like to discuss.
But maybe Tosis would mean you don't say it at all.
What?
Maybe Tosis would say you don't say
it. No, Tosis said, didn't that meaning say the Feyash? Only the second day. We
yeah, that could be the reason why you won't say it.
No,
but once you don't say it,
it's not
mashma,
I'm sorry. It's not mashma like that. It's not mashma like that. Because Teisa says we shouldn't say it because people will be mizalzel in the Yom Tefrishin of Rosh Hashanah. They'll say that the Yom Tefrishin of Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Chodeshim of Kol Hashanah.
We say both days?
That's right. Yes.
We do.
Yeah, that we say both days. Yes, sure. We say both days. What did that?
The parentheses.
Okay, I didn't know this. The one who wrote the Maza probably was a big lumber, so that's why he put it in parentheses. I don't know of anybody not saying it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
No,
not Ashkenazim, not far. Maybe in front of the mind is out there. There we have. Especially now. Now, next issue you know, I'd like to discuss is the union of Tafshil and Tafs. What the reason is why, of course, both machines agree that you cannot make an earth of Shin and Pass. You have to make it on Tafshil. So the question is, what's the reason? So according to the first lotion, the reason is because Pas is Shriach, and we have to make in Eretz Tafshil and something of Loi Shriach, not something that we do every day. The second Roshan says, the reason is why if you make in Eretz Tafshil only on Tafshil, not on Pas, is because Pas is not needed in your predicament. In other words, something that you eat with Pas. You don't eat Pas with Pas. Hamid Bablur to show you. So Mele, we have to make an attachion only on Itapshi. Omar Abai, Loi Shonel Itapshi, Abu Paslo, my time, my Shne Pasni Loi, Ilay Medini, and if it's been known, we have to make an attachion something that is eaten together with Pas, who passed Loi Melefte, Vodaisen Named Loi Melefte, Yomar Abzeira Hane Bablo Tipshoye Dach and Named and Named, Yomar Ab Nachum Yabasar Mishmu Yabaye, Meabim Vodais, even though Dais or cereal is not eaten together with Pas either, El Nider Loi Shriach, who passed Shriach, but Dais is Loi Shriach, so Meile we can make him a Tafshin and Bablo. Ike da Amre Yomar Abaye Loi Shonu, Elo Tafshin, Abo Pas Loi, my time, Ilay Medinidri Shriabinun, Upashriach, Vodaisa Loishriche, Vomrab Nahumi Baschari Mishnu Yabaye, Amy Alvin Daisa, just the reverse as the first question. Elo Miri Milkasbin, you can make your Tafshin only on something that is eaten together with Pas. Upas Loimulapte, Vidaisa Namelimulapte, Doma Rabzeira Hanabavloe, Tipshoe, Dachle Namelimam. Toner Abchie, Adoshim Shebishulek Deiro, even though that's not the primary thing of the Tafshil, so Seine Chalein Shmuru Tafshil. Bahanu Milad is because I, so then, it has a deal like the Tafshil itself, but if it doesn't have the Kazayis, so it couldn't be better than the Tafshil itself. Tafshil itself, it doesn't have the Kazayis, you couldn't use it for your Tafshil. Al-Raskamo Bechamo. The Adoshim Shebishul is there. Omar Rav Yitzchok Beit Rav Yude, Shamune Shal Gavei Asakin, Gerei Disemei Cholof Mishemiru Bei Tafshil. That the Shamunis, that is Al Gavei Asakin, not only Bishul Agdeho, even Al Gavei Asakin, is Gerei Disemei Cholof Mishemiru Bei Tafshil. Vahanu milad is because Omar Abasi Omar Ab, Dogen Ktanu Meluchin, Ein Ben Bishuli Noch. Why? Chachomim, Shigozul Chachomim Bishuli Noch, in Mishum Chasnes, Baal Shenechalt Meishu Chai, Loi Gozul Al Bishuli. Bitechidim Shenechalt Meishu Chai, in the Bishul, so it's not such a big thing to do, but you can eat it also, the Meluchay. So Meile it's not conducive to people. So it's not osa. Lahana mide. They were necholim al the nilcham chai. Omar Abim say, the insult some Meile seems there is no Yisrael of Bishul Yaakov. Some Meile can use them for the funerals. Omar Abim say, the insult of Nochri. Say the Haleim Yishmeru Beitapshir. However, the Adinu Nochri Kasi Harsene, in other words, he mixed it with Kemach, and Kemach is not Mehalt Moshe Chai, so Mimele there is a Nisea of Eruvi, of Bishul Yaakov on it, so Mimele it cannot be used for Eruvi Tafsir. The Kemach in Mehalt Moshe Chai, Lificho, Yehim Yishul Nochri. Pshite, Mao became Hartzani ke the Shumnadogim, and the Shumnadogim is not Nehokri Shurchai. So the Mele, on the contrary, so the Shumnadogim is Nehokri Mulcham. So the Mele, it could be used for it actually, Komashmon Kimchei ke, and the Kimchei is not Nehokri Shurchai. So there is a Nisar of Bishul Yaakov. Omar Ababe, Ruvei Tafshirin, Tzrichin Kazayis. Iboil Kazayis Likulon, Kazayis Yachad Likulon, Oidumo Kazayis Lecholecho Deachu. So, in other words, if he makes an Ruvei Tafshirin for many people, so then, one Kazayis is enough for all the people. Toshma, the Omar Adabe, Omar Rab, a Ruvei Tafshirin, Tzrichin Kazayis, Bein Le'echot, Bein Le'meyot. Teisa says, Dini Dini Yeish Be'ilches, Eru. Eru Bitchumin, so then a Kazayis is not enough, because it requires a Shio Hoshuf to the Yisude. So, Shtei Yisudeis, Becholecho Be'echot, Be'oche Mosim, Be'hege Be'ere, Ruby Hatiris, Sleeping Kikrebus, Holeho Deho, Bohemosic, Behead, Behead, Achi Hay, the Ruby Hatiris is not Stasuris, but Sleeping Kikrebus, Holeho Deho, Bohemosic, Behead, Behead, Achi Hay, Be Sudis, being Yish Homosin, Be Sudis, in Sorosia. But to Mayo Yehem, Miss Niholo, Eru Tapsu, Ben Leachot. Then we may or in the Torah have a Kazayis Lichol Minimi.
Rabbi, why does Tosus add a Kazayis Lichol Minimi? Does he agree to Rabbi Tam's Shita that you need the Pas and the Tashil?
No, it can be according to everybody. But if he wants to eat other things, so then he has to bake or to cook for everything.
So how many things does he have to put away in his Erev Tashil?
As many things as he intends to use for Yom
Kippur. That would be according to the Rishonim who argue on a day.
That's right. But the time that he mentions it, I'm not too bad.
So that means that if he's planning on having chicken and meat, he has to have the tafshil of chicken and tafshil of meat?
Probably. Why not?
That's what Tosis means?
Yeah, that's what Tosis means.
We don't have to. Yes. We don't have to. Well, from that about Shkita, whether Shkita should have a separate, whether in the formula of Eretz Hashim he should mention Shkita, or maybe it's Nichlal and Bishul. Does that have any bearing on this?
My point. We don't do it. We mention Lakishage, Latmune, and everything. But Shkita we don't mention. Yes.
So he has to prepare each type of min before him?
That he intends to eat on Yom Kippur and Shabbat. Was that?
So why does he learn the Tashua?
Doesn't mean that he
doesn't have, because of the machlekes b'shama and b'sila, so he doesn't have to prepare two tapshirim. According to b'shama, he has to prepare two tapshirim. But one tapshir, even according to b'sila, if he intends to eat it on Yom Kippur and Shabbos, yes.
Where do you see that
you're
checking
out for the tapshir? Well, Mishnah says that. That you find in a day. Okay, the thing to say is, call Balzeko Maira Bisila. The Amre Dal Tafshi Lecha Visi Kol Tzolche Bruna Kolim in Tafshi Kim Chanun V'chayetzi according to Bisila.
That's
according to Amitabia.
Say, according to Amitabia,
you have to prepare 100 tefillin then before, if you're going to make 100 tefillin, you have to prepare that? Yeah, according to Amitam. According to Bishama, yes. But not according to Bisila.
Even the Bishama admits according to Bisila, you have to have tash for the tash for the Bishama.
Yeah, okay. But only one tafshir, not for all the tafshirim.
Well, what do you see that the Shabbos is going to have all the tafshirim?
That's what he says.
Yeah.
He says, Yehudi Tamar Bishila Liyu Miya Chodom Yerach Tafshir Echot Beisi Biko Tzolche Koya Amal Yikoma Bishama In Tainas Achanin Al Gimhoyole Chanin Al Gimhoyole Chanin Minin Bidei Bishadra Dakel Bishloishu Tafshirim צורך שיהי לכל אחד דרך כנגד קודם כל משמי ועל זה כמי רבי סילל ואמרד על תב של אחד איסי בכל תוך כלימה כל מיני תבשיל כן חני מחיי איסי ועוד כמה רבי אלו שם
ומאבי מוסדושה
in other
words, for every kind of cooking, you
know,
boil you need,
you
roast you need,
you
fry you need,
you've
got
money
you need.
But then that's
there's a different forms of
visual. Sliya, visual,
and well, fine. That's not as a form of visual. But it makes more sense to say that before the Shama you will need to prepare for each form of visual than to say that you need to perform any kind of food that you make.
Why not? Why is not the Shama record? The contrary. It is the same kind of food, but a different kind of dish. Why should we prepare a different kind of dish?
Because tosh is b'zeis hatmana. Hatmana and dish. It should be the same food. It should be the same kind of food. Tosh says two things, hatmana and dish. He doesn't say different kinds of food. He says two different kinds of cooking.
No, hatmana and dish is different things. Hatmana and dish is different things.
But you can do hatmana in the same piece of food. And you do dish. But if you do hatmana in the same piece of food, you will be in the vasha.
No, Atmani requires a special form.
So visual and the frying are also different things. Also,
We specify Atmani.
That's right. In other words, so
it's different things.
That's what
Bishul and Tigun and Sili is the same thing. Different forms of Bishul.
What? So
then
you're saying we don't
pass them
like this,
Tosos? What?
We don't
pass them
like this,
Tosos? Tosos
somebody
says
that I'm going to be Shammai, I'm going to be Shammai. No, I'm asking Tosis and Arsu, that has Zion in the face. The one we just read. His eyes could call me and me, right? So you want to say that it means for every food, right?
Yes, so their taste says human being, there's a different term.
No, we got the ear of Tafshila. So the last line in Tosos, he says,
if he wants to cook it.
If he wants to eat it on Shabbos, he
needs
it. Right, so we don't ask him like this. That was the question.
I don't think so.
So you're saying according to Tosis for every type of food.
That's right.
Maybe Tosis means...
Tosis here, Dr. Zayman Bays discusses it a little bit. the Bishamai, what taste is that design on the base, discusses it a little bit more, a little bit more.
Maybe we call min the min means whatever you use, you only need a precise.
Of course it means whatever min you use, but we don't specify it in the attachion.
Right, so what I'm saying is that it doesn't mean that you have to have a different min for each type of food that you want to prepare. It means for any type of food, that kazayis is enough. It doesn't matter what it is.
No, he says, any tzori chal kazayis, the whole min, it doesn't say the whole min, but it says the whole min. For each individual min, we need a kazayis. Now, I would like to discuss the abaya of the Gemara that the Zion of Beis where halachic Rebbe Likule or Lichume Iboyalu halachic Rebbe Likule because there is a machleket between Tanikame and Rebbe according to Tanikame is a Yonzef Shalil there of Shabbos in the Arab in Loyeru Lichume the Loyeru Lichatsiras and Rebbe says in the Arab in Loyeru Lichatsiras have a Loyeru Lichume which means you have to make the devil also lay, you have to make the devil and mutale. So Tanakami is machmiya. And they call it Tanakami, even if Hatsiras you're not allowed to make an Erev Shabbos, not an Erev Shabbos. And Rebbe is maker, Rebbe Tafshirin, he is maker. So the question is, Iboyu, halochet Rebbe likule, only chumay. The question is, maybe it is just the reverse, that the Rebbe says, Yom Tov Shechali is Berav Shabbos, in the Arden, Loyer Rebbe Tchum, Loyer Rebbe Chatzires. And Tanakame says, Me Arden, Rebbe Chatzires, Aber Loyer Rebbe Tchum. So why do we have a suffix? Pshita do we pull a comma? Mishum. So the Gemara says the reason as to why there is an abaye is because Mishum Yisholach Rebezal Yelo. Loi pisha atem shenim libodel Rebbe Mater b'chachomim Meisri. So Rebbe is Meikir in b'chachomim Amachmir. Elo Rebbe is Seir b'chachomim Matir. So there's the Shaila. My Sotosh. The Ratatlife, Baradimo, Radud de Kabos in Ishmael, and the Omarab, Trilas, he roared the Haitzur and Mirabon only Kilkur, because the Hiroye of Ratatlife, like Shmuel, is a killer. So if we say that Shmuel is Likule, and according to Shmuel. So Rebbe is the one who is making and who says, Mi Arvin Rebbe Chatzires, then we understand as to why it's a kilkul, there is a mikshu. Iyam Rebishlim Likuli Koma Haini Kilkuli. The Elo Yamret, Lichumre, on the contrary, he passed like Shmuel, that you're not allowed to make any of that film in my young day. So what kind of a kilkul was more machmir? It's no mirksho. On the contrary, it was machmir. Because people will hear that you can't make any of that film on young day, so we'll make it out of young day. So what kind of a mirksho is it? So the Gemara said, my kilkul is hidden in the culture of Rabbi. Shesheichim Taltu in the Loiret, because there are many rabbis who are not so conscientious about Yisurim. So if it's not a hardship, so then they'll do it. But if it involves a hardship, they'll be misalzer. So that's also in Yish. But it's a bit highly calculated. Imo Yomuta le'aved esneil, the Yosha, some melech, is it mirsht? Now, but I think that it's a different kind of mirsht. Now, there is a mishne in Shvitz, כשהגמורי היא בוקמת, דף שמה זיין הייתי מנשן את מישנה, קרם רבי הוי מציין בקודש אדומה, בשלור לבחס, in other words, קרם רבי, so in order that people shouldn't be נכשונת, which people be נכשונת? Somebody who is Zoyer is a Gezel and not Yechshon. But some, there are many Jews who in the Issa Gezel are not Zoyer. But in the Issa of Rivai or of Orle, they are Zoyer. So for them we have to accommodate them too. We don't say, since they are not Zoyer, we need to say anyway, what do I care about them? But that's the Tanakhama. But Rafim Gamliel says, no, that we don't have to make a simen only in Shvi'is when she's Hefka, so there is no Issa Gezel. So Mele, we have to, true, there is no Issa Gezel, but if it's Ole, so many Jews will be Nichshon. If it's Ole, for them we have to make a simen, but b'shor shavuah, shnei shavuah, so there is a Issa Gezel, so somebody who is a shina mitzvah will not be nichshol anyway. Who will be nichshol? Someone who is not a shina mitzvah. We don't have to care for them. Halitayo l'rosh aviyom. In other words, the aloche of being mafkish, a Jew, from Yisrael is based upon the mitzvah of Echiach Techiach HaSamisecho. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and also the Rambam Melchizedek says, if we see somebody is a chayte in a certain aveiret, so then we have to be Echiachim and be marzal mutif. But there is no mitzvah of Techocher of Afushim Yisrael. Let's say, you know many Jews who are Mechal Shabbos, but if you invite them to your house, so they will not be Mechal Shabbos. When Shabbos, they will not be Mechal Shabbos. Why should they? So then we say, Halitayo l'rosh aviyamos. It doesn't mean Chashishon, Halitayo l'rosh aviyamos, should die physically. In other words, if he's a rosh and he doesn't want to be children, so let him die his spiritual death. So the mitzvah of the Chochei is only if we are able to be marzer in limited. But if we are not able to be marzer in limited, so that he should become a Shema Shabbos again. But just for one Shabbos, there is no mitzvah of lafkushim Yisur. So this is the reason as to why the Gemara says, a kid in Kalkala Barabi Hanekokule. In other words, the Ilu Hoyomuta Larab Esmail Biosa. So then, people who usually observe and they don't, they are not Nevashal and Yomtev without Nirtafshun. But now, for they'll decide, they'll rebel and they'll start being Mivashal and Yomtev without Nirtafshin, so then there is a mitzvah of Afushim Yisrael. So that's the kirpul, that the mitzvah that Shmuel caused.
Why would these people all of a sudden decide to do an Avera if they're usually Nisra?
Why do you know? Maybe I said to Jews like that?
If they're usually Nisra.
They asked so many. But even Bisman Hazal, there were certain Jews like that. If you can do it, you know, without hardship, without difficulty, why not?
Isn't it strange that usually they would keep the din of Eruv Chatzeres? They usually wouldn't go for
Yes,
but just
usually,
because somebody
yeah,
did
because they would like to have both worlds, Eruv Hazeh and Eruv Havah. But if it's too hard, so they prefer Eruv Hazeh to Eruv Havah. There are many Jews, too many Jews, unfortunately, who think that way. Yom Tev Shechaliyaz B'Shabbos B'Shamayim Rim Yispawel Shmeino. So, like this, on Yom Tev there is Shiva, and And in other words, Gimel Vishenes, Shvach and Gimel Achenes, Afidoye, and Gom Brocher of Tishasayot. But if it's Yom Tefchalir Bishabes, so Bishamai say there has to be a special Brocher for the Jesus Ayim of Yom Tev, and the special bracha for the Jesus Ayim of Shabbos. Mispal Shmeino Ve'imeya Shal Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo Bishal Yom Tev Bifnei Atzmo U'bisil Eimri Mispal Sheva. But in that bracha of the Jesus Ayim, so he mentioned Shabbos and Yom Tev. Maskri Bishal Shabbos U'misayim Bishal Shabbos ואימר דשסיים באמצע. רבי אימר, הפייסים בו מקדש השבוס בישראל והזמן. תונה תנה, כמה דרבינה מקדש ישראל והשבוס והזמן. אמרי, עוד שבוס ישראל מקדשי, יסס מקדש ישראל והשבוס, ושבוס בידי שבקיימי. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Mikadosh the Shabbos. Ela Ime Mikadosh HaShabbos Yisroel V'Azman. So, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha Ki Rebbe Uchvitoritz Rabbine. Otu Shabbos Yisroel Mikashalei Shekidmas Gusus Yisroel Yishal Shabbos Yishalei Yishal Zmanim יצורך להגדיל קדושת ישראל ידישוסום שעל בקדושת ישראל נזקק שהם ואילו לא נזקק של ישראל לא יוקדים חודשים וקירים מיידים בבית אלא שבס מיקי שביקיימה מששת מגרשיס ונותלויו בקדיוס דרש חדש. So, yes?
Sir, just coming back to
this
tomorrow.
Yes.
So, but since Shmuel, since Rav Bar Yimek asking like Rebbe, so why would Rav say that the Hadron was a Kula? I mean, it was a correct stop or wasn't a correct stop?
Because Shmuel passed it, in other words, that you cannot make an Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. So many Jews will be Yichshel who are Zoya until then in making Erev Tavshilin, not being Mivashel and Eifei without Erev Tavshilin. Now they'll decide to bake and to cook and Yom Tov Erev Shabbos without an Erev Shabbos, and not just that one time, but all the time, because they will find it difficult, you know, to make an Erev Shabbos.
I thought it was an Erev
Shabbos. What's that? The Chumra, no.
I thought it was an
Erev Shabbos here. Erev Shabbos, yeah, I'm sorry. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos.
Rebbe wants to mention the Machlokes.
Yeah.
Between Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rashbam, as to who's Mekadesh the Mardos? Was it
in the beginning? The Rashbam says that Yisroel al Mekadesh the Chadoshim. So Mele the Miadim and Mekadesh through the Chadoshim. But Rabbeinu Chananel says no, because I gather Meshes Miadi Adishem of Me Yisroel. So that means that the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mikadesh all the Miadim, Atzeif Kladeres, when did the Kiddush take place? At that time when Moshe mentioned the Miadi Hashem.
So I wanted to know if this Rashi, Divya Master Rav Tishab, is still Mikadeshilei, is holding like the Rashbam, because he says that Bishlom is man himself, what happens to Dushas Yisrael with Kedushakon, Sha'al Yidei Kedushas Yisrael.
That Rashi goes according to everybody, according to Rashbam and according to Rav Chananel. Of course according to Rav Chananel, but even according to to Rashbam also, because he couldn't have Miyadim without Fias Chadoshim. And who is Gevea the Miyadim, the Chadoshim? Yisrael. And why do we say Yisrael?
Right.
Because the Rambam says that actually the Gevea Chadoshim and the Abba Shonim is Klal Yisrael. Not Bez. Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin. And the Mela we say Mikadish Yisrael Ve'azman, because Klal Yisrael is Mikadea Dev Kedoshim and Miadim, not for Imaise Kiddush, but for Emil. And the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufnum Gimel, the Mitzvah of Kishachish and Barashono, he says, it has to show a Yishuv of Jews will be brought up from Eretz Yisrael in 1 year. Has been shown because the Rebbeinu Shimon made a ptocha that never will the Yishuv of Jews be brought to Eretz Yisrael, even though the Gemara in Megillah says that Rebbeinu Shimon will overshumish Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean literally overshumish. There wasn't a substantial Yishuv of Jews who could go to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael safely, you know. But there was always a Yishuv of Jews, some later, but it has to be shown. A Yishuv of Jews would be bottled, then all the Miadim would be bottled forever, has to be shown. And as a matter of fact, the machlekes between Tzadivoy and the Avnameya, as in regard to the fears of a certain chedesh and mele that would have affected all the chadoshim and all the shonim. So Rav Sadi Boyen had one chesed, and Aram Benea and Rav Tisroel had another chesed. So Aram Benea wrote in the tshuva to Rav Sadi Boyen that even if Rav Ishmael is galil, that Rav Sadi Boyen is right, but since he lives in Eretz Yisrael and he is convinced that this chesed is the correct one, so Melem is the aloche of Eile Ashatikro Yisom Miniyadom Atem Afil Shedidim Atem Afil Mizidim Atem Afil Mutim. So Melem, everybody in Chutzlar should observe his chesbeinus, even if he is convinced that Rav Sadi Boyen is right. And so that's a good question. As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Chizkiyahu Achidosh says the same thing that Aram Benea says. Same thing. Mamu the same thing. The Rambam Perkeim Lechaz Kiddush Achidosh Halacha Yudgimu, he says, Zeshon Mechashvi Bizman Haze Kol Echot Veechot Beire Veimrim Sharish Chidosh Yen Pleini Viyonte Yen Pleini Loi Vechay Ben Shalonu Onu Kedim Loi Olo Onu Seyukim שמעברים שונים בקדם חדושים בחוץ לארץ ואין לנו סמכים אלא על חשבים מארץ ישראל וקביוסם וזה שאנו מחשבים סולידליס הדובה דובדו כדי שאנו ידעים שעל חשבים זה אין סמכים אנו מחשבים לידע יהיו שקובו בי בני ארץ ישראל איזה יימו וקביע אז מארץ ישראל אוי שיהו שיהיה רשחידה שיונטת לאי מפני חשבין שעון מחשב. And the same thing the Rambam mentions in Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Kufnam Gim. So what is the teretz of Hatzadi Goyim? The answer is there is a difference. True, there is a halacha אתם אפילו שיידים, אתם אפילו מוטים, אתם אפילו מייזידים. But that, there is a difference between the הלוכה of Hatamafu Mizidin without Kinshachidesh, because there it is established and it takes effect through the Maisikidesh that the Sanhedrin makes, but the Kiddush of Miadi and of Chodoshi does not take effect for Maisa Kiddush, but for the Niyuk by Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Why Bnei Eretz Yisrael? Because the Rambam, as the Rambam says in Sivan, he says, if Chas V'Sholem, a Yishuv for Jews, will be brought to Ligamre, from Eretz Yisrael, that all the Miadi will be brought to. But the Niyuk, it has to take place by Klal Yisrael. And since the Gemara says in Heres, in regard to Har Helen Bevachal Tzibo, that the Hiru Bezin Shachilat Mutar, the also are called Alpien, so then the Aloha is that the Klal Yisrael, the Shvotim, the Beznagodu, because they represent Klal Yisrael, have to bring in Har Helen Bevachal Tzibo some Mele, only the Shvotim of only the Bnei Eretz Yisrael have to bring the Parhel and Bevachal Tzibo, but not the Bnei Chutz Loretz, because Bnei Chutz Loretz leave the call. So here we got the Kriyas Meadim and Chodosh.